Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code?
What?
Can I have the zip code, please?
Yes, it's 91765.
You said 91765?
Correct.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Can I have the first and last name?
First name Evelyn, last name Mendoza.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm looking for that. Please stay in line.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, do you mind spelling that first and last name for me, please, ma'am?
First name Evelyn, last name Mendoza.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for that, Miss Evelyn.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm still looking for that name, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Okay, ma'am. I'm still having trouble finding that account with that name.
Actually, I called earlier. And
would there have been a different name you could have used?
No. Evelyn Mendoza is the only one I have.
Yeah, no, I'm not pulling up anything. Do you have an order number by any chance?
No, I don't. Oh. Because I never ordered it, actually. Professional. 91765. In fact, the address is even correct. I got it.
Okay. No, ma'am. There's no account with that information. Let's try. Do you have the first
yeah,
and last
called,
four of
I
the
called
card
probably like half an hour ago, and the lady was able to find it. In fact,
okay.
Let me see. This is the number that she gave me. As in Kentucky. E021. That's my reference number.
K is in Kentucky. You said E0.
E021.
No, ma'am, that would not be any type of number we would have. It would be longer than that. A confirmation number would be longer than that, as well as a cancellation or an order number.
That is not an order number.
May I ask what you were calling in about today?
I didn't say that's my order number, but she gave me a reference number because I called earlier.
Reference numbers would be longer than that, ma'am. We don't have any reference numbers there.
I don't know what.
That short.
Probably that's my confirmation number.
Nope, it would not be a confirmation number either. We don't have, there wouldn't be no letters after the C. It'd be C and then numbers for
okay, it's K
confirmation of
cancellation. That's what you gave me as my confirmation number.
That's not us, ma'am.
Are you saying I didn't call earlier?
That's not us, ma'am. I'm not saying you didn't call someone, but that's not our confirmation.
Are you saying
that's
now
not
that
us.
You cannot find it in the system?
There is no account with that information you've provided so far. The only other way I can try to pull up an account will be with the first six and last four of the card being charged.
Okay. My credit card is showing a debit right now from your company. Is this Excite LLC? Hello?
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for me to be able to see who you have services with. I would need to first pull up an account, ma'am.
Okay,
to see
I
that
understand.
Information.
I understand. How come you cannot find it when I called earlier? The lady was able to find it right away.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. The only other way I can try to locate the account, sir, ma'am,
okay,
will be with
I don't
the
mind waiting.
First six and last four of the card being charged. Can you provide me with that?
You mean my card number?
I would need the first six digits and last four digits of the card being charged.
Okay, the last four digits is 8507.
I need the last four and first six one more time, ma'am, and then go through.
Last first six and last four?
I need the first six and last four.
The last four is 8507.
I have that.
The first four is 4856.
4856. That's still two numbers short. What would be the other two numbers after the 5-6?
Additional 20. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. I'm checking with that card information, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I have 4856208507 that I'm checking with, ma'am. And that was Evelyn Mendoza, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And can I have the shipping address just to verify the proper account?
Yeah. 23827. Gold Rush Drive, Diamond Bar, CA 91765.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So I've pulled up an account with information today, ma'am. Okay. Allow me just a moment to see what you have with us. Miss Mendoza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm showing this was initially for the Gadgets Club. It looks like you went and signed up for the membership.
No, never.
Where you received 2 days after. So you were going to receive the gift for the cost of shipping of $7.95 for signing up for
our
Factory
Direct
Savings Store Gadgets Club. then 48 hours after initially being signing up, you would be billed the $54.97.
I never received any item from you. The lady was saying, oh, there's a tracking number. I never received anything from you. I received some items, but they were all ordered from Amazon. Oh, when I called earlier, the lady was saying there's a tracking number for that one. And so if the tracking number should show, you know, that it was delivered. I've never received anything from you.
Okay, Myanmar, I do apologize. I do see this has been closed out already, so there will not be any more charges going forward. As I was reviewing the account, so your membership's closed out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said she was going to close the membership because I never signed up for membership.
Yep, that implant is not reoccurring.
Oh, hold on. And also she said a shipment was made to me. We never received any shipment. And you can check that in your records.
The membership is closed. Yes, the account's closed out. There's not being more reoccurring membership. I guess I'm not quite understanding your question then. Yeah.
You made a shipment to me. You said you made a shipment to me of a product. Oh, the lady was saying, you know, it's a massager. The product was a massager. And that there was a tracking number that it was shipped and delivered to me. I am very positive. There was never any delivery to me. Did you understand what I'm saying and I'm trying to do?
Kimia, I do apologize. I'm not quite understanding your question. What exactly would you like me to do, ma'am? It's been canceled.
It says you were charging me $7.95. For a promo product, which I never ordered. Anyway.
So that was for the gift for signing up for our...
For the Gadget Club. Yeah, okay. For that $7.95, I never received any product from you. That's what I'm saying. So I want my money back.
So the account's closed out. What you're being billed for was the membership fee and the shipping to receive the product. It's been shipped already for the gift. It's en route for you for the foot massager. It's already been shipped. So you'll still receive it.
I never received it. So how can you say it was shipped and it was delivered? What state are you with?
Kimia, I do apologize.
What state are you with?
I'm looking over the account, see what more I can do for you. Please stay in line.
Okay.
What I can go ahead and do for that membership fee is provide you with a 35% courtesy discount, a refund back to the account for that membership fee. So it'd be a 35% refund for the membership fee that was billed.
So how much will I be refunded?
It'd be a 35%, ma'am. So that would come out to one moment.
Hello, are you there?
I'm here, ma'am. Give me a moment. Okay. I'm here. Thank you for your patience. I'm here, ma'am. I'm calculating that up. So, let's see. $19.23 is what you'll be getting back for your refund.
How much?
$19.23.
So, you're giving me... I was charged $56 for the membership. 65%. I should be refunded $37. Hello?
Ma'am, it'd be $19.27.
How did you compute it?
Yes, ma'am, so that was $54.97 is what you billed for the membership fee minus 35%. That's $19.23.
So you are charging, you're not actually giving me 35% discount. You are refunding me 35%, not 65%. Is that what it is?
Okay, ma'am, so what you are going to be billed? Instead of being billed the $54.
No, I was billed $56.
You were billed $54.97 for the membership fee.
Okay.
So that would be a 35% refund of that charge. Would
you're
be
refunding
$19
me 35%?
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
You are refunding me 35%?
Yes, ma'am.
When will I get that?
Yes, ma'am. Once I get that refund issued, it will take about 3 or 5 business days.
What company is this again? I'm sorry? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
What company? I know you are a third party.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
What company is the one? Is the
yes,
one
ma'am.
That
it's
going to
be for the... Yes. Yes, ma'am. That's for the Gadgets Club, ma'am. Factory
what,
Direct
what,
Savings Store is the name of the company, ma'am.
The company is Gadgets?
Factory Direct Savings Store, and the Gadgets Club is the name of the service you had with us.
Factory, ma'am. What is it? Factory?
Factory Direct Savings Store, ma'am.
Factory Direct Savings Store.
Yes, ma'am. Then, that is correct.
And the other one again?
It's Gadgets Club. That's what you had for the
Gadgets
membership.
Gadgets Club. Okay.
That was the membership.
And your name
thing.
Again, please?
My name is Joseph, ma'am.
Josephine. Okay.
No, Joseph. J-O-S-E-P-H. Joseph. I'm a sir, not a ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, ma'am. So I can go and get that refund issued for you. Please stand in line while I get that refund issued, okay?
Oh, okay. When is it again? When are you going to refund me?
It'll be $19.23 with the 35% refund.
When can I expect it in my account?
I'm working on it right now. Please stand in line. I'll have confirmation number shortly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm here, thank you. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm working on the refund. Okay, I'm almost done with the refund. Okay, so it's gone through successfully. Your $19.23 will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. The confirmation number for that refund is going to be 687-798.
Sorry, hold on. Okay, give it to me again.
687-781-0175.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph. And you have a good day now. Take care. That's it? Are we done?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That would be all.
Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.